been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program again is the heart's breaches healed. We say with a broken heart, you can barely believe what's possible, but with a whole heart, you can receive the impossible. We're going to go back and look at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, beginning with the 7th verse, again in the Amplified Version, and it reads, "Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person, its hopes are faithless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out, or becomes obsolete, or comes to an end." And as for prophecy, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, it will be fulfilled and pass away. As for tongues, they will be destroyed and cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. It will lose its value and be superseded by truth. But guess what happens? Love never fails. So this is the love that God loves you back to life. And he has a rhythm of his love. And it is his heartbeat for you that shows that his love will never lose power. And that's the love that resuscitates us. That's the love that forgives us. That's the love that he loves us first so that we can love him. We can love ourselves, we can love our neighbors, and we can love our enemies. He loves us back to life. Now let's welcome Andre Cavour as he presents his ministry of music, Giving Myself an Apology. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is the heart's breaches healed. With a broken heart, you can barely believe what's possible. But with a whole heart, you can receive the impossible. So let's look at the soundness of heart that secures the faith breakthrough that we need. In Proverbs, the 14th chapter, the 30th verse reads, "A sound heart is a life of the flesh." He says, "But envy the rottenness of the bones." We're going to concentrate on that sound heart. It means that now you have a fountain that reproduces offspring. That word sound in the Hebrew means curative, that you're remaining in a place to continue to be able to love because God has cured your heart. And you keep going to Him so that it can remain in a place of being whole, no matter what you have experienced. So let's look at this. Your heart has two positions. It can be a womb, in a good sense, where you can transport with God's love. Or it could be a tomb, where it is useless, ineffective, it's crippled, it is inconsistent, it can even be ridiculous. But let's look at this. But there is a place where God says, "I can heal the breaches because they shake it." And that's in Psalm, the 60th vision, in the second verse. So God says, no matter what disappointment you have had in the past, today is your day for your heart to be healed so that you can believe to receive the impossible. So if that's you today, you can ask Jesus to come into your heart and He will respond with an everlasting love to love you back to life. So why don't you say this prayer with me? Dear Heavenly Father, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner, that I need to be saved. Come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Be the Savior of my life. I ask you to forgive me of my sin, and I choose you. Give me a new heart. Give me your heart. I believe that old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. And I have a new life and a new living way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we will give you some encouragement along the way. Now let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from my sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is the heart's breaches healed. With a broken heart, you can barely believe what's possible. But with a whole heart, you can receive the impossible. So we have to know this, with God's lead, we can stay in position of faith because we have a whole heart until we have conceived the rest of the promise of God. That means we receive the delivery of the manifestation. Let's look in Psalm, the 16th division, the 8th through the 10th verses in the Amplified Version. And it reads, "I have set the Lord continually before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory, my inner self rejoices. My body too shall rest confidently, dwell in safety. For you will not abandon me to hell, the place of the dead. Neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. What David was saying is that my heart is safe because God is the watchman over the heart. And he says that it is because of God, not because of the promise of the manifestation, that is his life source, is his source of rest and his source of resuscitation. He acknowledges God that now that we see each other face to face, and you're telling me to seek your heart, I sought your heart. And this is what I believe, that I will receive the impossible, because now you have loved me back to life. And because I am whole, then my breakthrough will have nothing missing, lacking, or broken. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
Listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.